Yeah, we're holding Kuf Mem Ches on the base. Yeah, Zok the Mishnah. Moine Odom es Orchov vies Paparoisov. Count his guests. Vies Paparoisov, that means the portions, the food you want to serve. If you're making a Suder on Shabbos, you're allowed to count how many guests you invited and how much food. Mipiv, you can only count it off with your mouth. You can't read it from a piece of paper. If you wrote before Shabbos, you wrote it down on a piece of paper, you're not allowed to read Minaksav. So Drashi Paparoisa, Drashi Mine Madom, a different food you're prepared for your guest, Kuf Mem Zayin, Kuf Mem Chesma basically. Yeah, Kuf Mem Chesma basically. Drashi Paparoisa, Mine Madom, a different type of foods. Avoloi Minaksav, Drashi, Imkosa Mera Shabbos. If you wrote a list, usually you do that, you write a list before Shabbos, kach pekach orchim, pleni yupleni zimanti, I make this so much orchim, I invite this amount of people. Kadesh, so, kadesh lo yishkochem, you write it down before Shabbos so you shouldn't forget. Is aloha on Shabbos lo yikorah b'yoyse ksav. You're not allowed to read this ksav on Shabbos. The Gemara first time, the Gemara will explain why not. If you make a list before Shabbos, all the guests you invited to Yisuda, you're not allowed to read that list on Shabbos. You're allowed to make a girl, a pie, a pias means a girl. Drashi loshin pias mato pias lachalik mi magia kol mono mona. As you have different portions to give out, different portions of chicken, you want to know which kid gets which portion. You're allowed to make a girl to see who gets which portion. Is mafis odim im bonav im bnei beisoyin al ashulchan. You shouldn't have a big portion and a small portion. And then you pick from the gerum to see whichever one picks out this ksav gets the big one. This one gets the small one. That you shouldn't do. You're only allowed to give out even portions with a gerum. But if you have a big one and one is a small one, that you can't do with a gerum. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what the Mishnah means. You have to have all portions, equal portions. What's the Indian to give out a gerum? For loyte achas gdeila bechas ktana lezaka is pigdeila hazoicha apia gerum v'amachayv apia gerum lektana. It's learned one first time. The Gemara will explain why it's awesome. Hey, you shouldn't have a big portion and a small portion. Then you want to know if a shteitz that every kid wants to get the big portion. So who's going to get the small portion? You put a gerum. Whoever picks out the X, he'll get the small portion. That you shouldn't do on Shabbos. We'll see in the Gemara even bochel that's also awesome. But you're allowed to make a girl about kodeshim. Trashi chaloshim means girlless. You can make a girl al hakodeshim.
Here's a trashi bein hakahanim. That means between the kahanim themselves, they're allowed to make a girl to divide up the portions of the kodeshim. That means a korban that was brought today on Yom Tov, the kahanim, when they divide up the meat, they're allowed to divide it up with a girl. Marshenken avloy alamonis. So Drashim Bigmar Meforish, that means some portions of Kabonis that were shechted yesterday, you can't divide up on Yom Tov. Hey, they were only matiyu to make a girl like Lidvar Mitzvah. Hey, so Mitzvah, Tita Kodishim that was shechted today on Yom Tov, then you can make a girl to divide up the portions.
My time, what's the first time? It says that if you invite guests over your house on Shabbos, and you write a ksav before Shabbos, a list of all the guests that were invited and a list of all the food you had prepared, you're not allowed to read that list on Shabbos. Why not? My time, Rashi Avolim min Aksav. What's wrong with doing it from Aksav? Rav Bevi Omar Gzeira Shema Yimchik. So Gzeira, maybe you come to erase it. If you're going to read the Aksav on Shabbos, we're afraid you'll come to erase it. Rashi Shema Yimchik Mina Orchim. You'll erase some of the Orchim, some of the guests you invited. Why? On Shabbos to see you don't have enough portions or enough seats for everybody. And you're going to feel bad you invited so many people on Shabbos, or before Shabbos you invited them. You'll erase it from the Ksav today when the Shamash announces all the people that are invited come sit down. The Shamash shouldn't read off like 25 names, only read off 22 names. So that's what we're afraid. We're afraid the Balabas will see he invited too many people, doesn't have enough seats, so mainly he'll erase it on Shabbos. So therefore, you're not allowed to read from the Ksav. Abayiram, a different Gzeirah. Abayiram, Gzeirah, Shema, Yikorah, Bishtori, Hadjotis.
We're afraid if you're going to read this piece of paper, you'll come to read other story hadyotis, which is also to read on Shabbos. So Rashi learns, Kol Hani, a lot of times the Gemaras you have, Shema Yukar B'Story Hadyotis, so we'll see later, other things that are also to read. Maybe you come to read Story Hadyotis, it's Rashi, Shom Mekach Memcha Komer. That means a shtar about your business papers, about Mekach Memcha, about the checks, about the invoice, how much you have to pay, that you're not allowed to read on Shabbos. So Mela, they asked you to read this piece of paper, because maybe you come to read other Story Hadyotis, Stam Shtoris, about Mekach Memcha, which is also to read on Shabbos. These are the two tamim for the gzeres. So the more my benayu, what's the chilul between both tamim? Amar Abaya, my benayu, ikka benayu, the kosav akoisel. If you have the ksav written on the wall, omidloi, and it's very high up on the wall, if leman diyama shem yimcha, if the gzeres maybe you come to erase it, that's why you can't read a piece of paper on Shabbos. Is loy chashinan. Here we're not choshish you come to erase it, because since it's written on the wall high up, we're not afraid you go on top of the wall to erase it. You can't get there. It was written with ink on the wall, or midlay, it's high up. You can't get there so easy to erase it. So Mela, we're not afraid you come to erase it, it'll be mutter. But if we're afraid, if you come to read this, you read other story, is chashinen. Even if it's on top of the wall, still will be yosef. Freddy Gemara. Uleman diyom Hashem yimchak. The man diyom that says the gzeira Hashem yimchak nech Hashem yikarei. Hey, why isn't he also afraid of the gzeira? You come to read other story hadreitis. See, even though it's written on top of the wall, you can't erase it. It should be also according to him. Also, maybe you come to read other stories. Vesu l'shem yimchak lechashina. Not also a shver. You tell me in afkemina. If it's written high on top of the wall, that you can't erase it. So at that time, will be mutter. So not tomorrow night. There's a light plug. When the Rabbanan asked something, they asked the B'chol Eifanim. So about sometimes it could be erased, they should ask for it all over. Where's the Raya? For your Tanya, we learned Halacha before. Lo Yikor Lor Haner. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to read from the light of a candle. If you only have a candle that's lit, you're not allowed to read from it on Shabbos. Why? Because we're afraid Shemayata. Maybe the light will start flickering, go out. We're afraid on Shabbos you'll come to move the wick towards you and to be over Mavir. Is the Yama Rabba, Afilu Gavoyesh Te Kaimas, Afilu this wick, Afilu the lamp is very high up, it's two kaimas, two heights up. Afilu Gavoyesh Te Madois, another measurement is very high up. Afilu Asara Batim Zu Agabizu, Afilu is on the 10th floor, and you're on the bottom. So Chura, there's no really Shemi Yata, you can't even reach it. Still we say Lo Yikari, still you're not allowed to read. Why? Because your mother made it Lo Plug. Once they said you're not allowed to read in front of a candlelight, might not mean that if the candlelight is next to you, or it's very, very high up that you can't touch it, there's a light plug. So go here also. Once you say you're not allowed to read something from a ksav, because there's afraid maybe you come to erase it, it's a shver. What's the chashash here? So Rashi, Uleman diyom Hashem yikara, hecha deleka lemecha Hashem yikara, lecha shalashem yimchak. Akol paran, let's be afraid, Hashem yimchak, let's be afraid. Yeah. So the Gemara, Elika benayu de kosav akoisel. There's an afkamina where it was written on the koisel. Elika benayu de kosav akoisel. It was written on the koisel. Oh, Mr. So, enachnami, it's on the bottom. It's low down. Yeah. So we're being choiser so far. Al satam Hashem yimchak l'churit shibiyasa roll over. Even though it's written very high up in the wall, so what? Once the Rabbanan made a gzera that we're afraid you come to erase it, so the gzera applies all over. So where's the nafkamina? Nafakert. Elika benayu the cost of a koisel. It's written on the koisel on the wall or mitzvah, and it's very low down. Is lamad diyom Hashem yimchay chashinan in a chanami. There is the chash. Maybe you come to erase it since it's on the wall and it's reachable. Savad is exer. You come to erase it. Aval lamad diyom Hashem yikara. Let demand diyom. It says the whole exer is al Hashem yikara. We're afraid that what? That maybe you come to read story hadyotis loy chashinan. Here we're not choshish. Why not? People won't make a mistake between a wall and a star hadyotis. Hey, people, they'll see you're allowed to read something off the wall, they'll know the wall is different. The wall is not a star. They won't come to read their business reports on Shabbos if they're going to read something on the wall. So, therefore, the gzera you don't have. Bechlal, it's not called a star. Ma'ashenka, if the gzera is Meshem Shem Yimchot, then it'll blame us. See, that's an afkamina. The Gemara is all good. Aval aman diyom Hashem yikara. Let the man diyom, you're telling me, the gzeres maybe you reach Story Hadyotis. So you want to say if it's written on the wall, then it'll be mutter. Because on the wall, people won't make a mistake between reading something off the wall and reading a shtar. But Freti Gemara, Abalecha Shem Yimchoik, why isn't the Yosem asking to that Gzeirah, maybe you come to erase it? It's a good time. So even if it's written on the wall, it should still be Yosem to read it, because maybe you come to erase it. Trash Laman Diyam Hashem Yikara, Hecha Delekel Amechot Hashem Yikara, like you're saying on the wall, there's no Gzeirah you come to reach Dari Adjotis, because the wall is different than a shtar, Abalecha Hashem Yimchoik. Why aren't we still afraid, maybe you come to erase the Ksav? Like this, both times should apply. Like, what's an Avkamina? Elazar to Gemara, Ikri B'nai, I'll tell you, the Chayik, it was carved out, a tavla on a board, via Pinkus, another type of a board, on something, it was carved out on a piece of board. Trashi, the Chayik, carved out the sakin with a knife, V'teuchet, into the wood, the tavla on a board, She'neucha limchut, it's very hard to erase it. If you want to erase something that's written, that's scratched out in the board, you might have to cut out all the wood there. V'yadhochi, while you're starting to cut out all the wood, havara zasvar for mitchon, you remember Trei Shabbos, v'lek l'mechesh limchuk, middle is noch shash Hashem yimchuk. As if you have the ksav written on a piece of wood that's carved out in the wood, here there's noch shash you come to erase it. Yeah. So here's an afgemina. Ike benayil, the chayik atavli batpintis. L'man diyam Hashem yimchuk, if you're afraid you come to erase it, l'chashinim. Here, since your list is carved out on a wood, we're not afraid you come to Mamash scrape out all the wood on Shabbos. That's too big of a maestro. Zich, remember today Shabbos, and you won't do it. Of the man the yom Hashem yikora, but the man the yom that says we're afraid. If you read this ksav, you come to read other story yedjotis. It's chashinan. Here we have the chash. Hey, a tavla. There is a piece of wood. Looks like a star. We'll make the chash. So the Gemara vayta leman the yom Hashem yimchot. Still it's shver. Good, you say leman the yom that says the gzer is. Maybe you come to erase it. The mele where it's carved out on a piece of wood. There's no gzeirah you come to erase it. Avalecha shem yikara. Why isn't he afraid of the other gzeirah? If you're going to read this ksav, maybe you come to read other story adjotis. And we're saying now with Pinkus, is also shayach and gzeirah. If you read something off a board, you come to read something off a piece of paper, off the shtar. V'chitei motav lo Pinkus. B'shtar lo michlof. Maybe this is the svaratakam. That just like we said before, if you have something written on the wall, you're allowed to read it off the wall, because we're not afraid you come to read a shtar. Because a shtar and a wall are two different things. So maybe something written on a piece of wood is also different than a shtar. So that's what this svara holds. Since it's written on a piece of wood, so manashach, they hold, al shtar, you won't make the gzeirah. Because it looks different than a shtar. Al shem yimchot, you come to erase, it doesn't apply here either. So the marne, v'atanya will not like that. V'atanya moina odom kama mibifnim. A person is allowed to read off a list of the chashuva people he invited that he wants to sit oifanun. He wants to sit them in front, all the way up in the dais. He wants to sit them. But kamim v'chutz, how many people is he going to put outside, not in the chashuva seat? He has a right to read it off. But kamim monois also l'niach v'fneim. And he has a whole piece of paper written down how many portions food he needs for these people or for that people. Where is he allowed to read this from? Miksav shagav yakosel. He's allowed to read it if he had it written down on the wall. Avolay Miksav is not allowed to read it. It was only written down, Shagave Tavlo Pintis. If he had it only written down on a piece of wood, he's not allowed to read it on Shabbos. So the Chura, you see, there's a Gzeirah, that if you read it off the piece of wood, we're afraid you come to read Shtar Hedjotis. So you see, it is Shaykh in the Gzeirah. Shrashi, Kama Bifnim, Kama Bachutz, Esmi Umi Oishe Bifnim. Which people I'm going to sit inside? Mibmokim HaMachuba, the dais up front. People are not so choshiv, then I'll let them sit outside. Avoloi miksav shagabi tavlo pintis. Why the gude bishtar le mechlut? There's a difference. If it's written on the wall, it's mutter, because there's no gzeri. If you read something off the wall, you come to read a shtar hedjotis. You come to read your business reports. Because that's a shtar and this is on the wall. Avol tavlo pintis mechlut. But you see, there is the gzeri, and now let it read something on a piece of wood that's written on the wood, because there's a gzera. If you read off the wood, you come to read your business reports, which is a shtar. So melo tzrik shver, it should be also point to everybody to read off the piece of wood. So the Gemara hechi dami, what's this last price talking about? Ilay mod the cost of michtav, if it's written a regular ksav, bidyoy on ink, or v'zoy maishnohochi. The Chura, both places should be osur. What's the difference if it's written on the wall, or it's written on a piece of wood? If it's written in ink, then the gzeirah shem yimchot, like we said before. We're afraid if you have a list, which guest you invited, maybe on Shabbos you can have charoti, you invited certain people, you don't have enough room for them, so on Shabbos it comes to erase the list. So if it's written on ink on the wall, then it should be us on the wall also. Why does the Braisa say on the wall it's mutter, on a piece of wood it's usser? What's the difference? If the gzeir is m'shem yimchik, it should be us in both places. El alad yap, that sign this Braisa, the chayik. We're talking about not that it was written with ink, but it was carved out. It was carved out in the wall and carved out on a piece of wood. So mishum shemi yimchuk you don't have. We're not afraid you come to erase it, because it's very hard to erase it. You have to scratch out all the wood, that we're not afraid of. Aye. Ukitoni mikhtav shagabi ya kaisel. It says you're allowed to read it if it's written on the kaisel. Avoloi miksav shagabi tavlo pinkis. But you're not allowed to read something if it's on it's on the board. So you see, something written on boards, on a piece of wood, we are afraid the gzeira of a shtari hejoitis. So it should be us, according to everybody, like, where's the nafkamina baiter? Trash ye liyerlam the kosev akoisel, baiter. So the more elo, liyerlam ataya the kosev akoisel. I tell you, the emesim we're talking about now, where it's written on the wall, or midloy, and it's written very high up in the wall. It's taka written with the regular ksav, but it's written on the wall high up. That's what the Brice is talking about that says it's mutter. Or the kokasha loch, yadakasha the rabba, yadakasha that rabba said that well, whenever the rabbana make gzeira, there's a light plug. It's us all over. In other words, what's the teretz now? That it's written on the wall. So on the wall, it's always mutter mishum shtari had jaitis, we don't make any gzeiras. Because the wall, everybody knows, is not a shtar. Now, what's the shaili here though? So we're saying no, it's written taker in ink. And if it's written in ink, the gzeira al shtar doesn't apply in the wall, but the kasha is it should still be us because maybe you come to erase it. The terrorist says, no, we're talking about on the wall, high up on the wall. And high up on the wall, there, there's no gzeira you come to erase it, because you can't reach it. So the terrorist is like this now. We're talking about now that, really, if it's on the piece of wood, hacked out, mishum shtaris, we don't make the gzeira. On a piece of wood, there's no gzeira mishum shtaris. Shtaris are also different than the shtar. So on the wood, it will be mutter. Now, why here is it also? Because it's talking about what's written on ink. It's not carved out, no, it's written in ink. And ink, the gzeira is, mev shemi yimchik. Al shtaris, we're not afraid because the board looks different than shtar shtaris. No, we're afraid maybe you come to erase it. So, on the board, it's also to read it because you can erase it. Mashenkin on the wall, we're talking about where it's high up on the wall, and we say since it's high up, you can't get there, you can't erase it. Before we ask the kash, the rabbanon always makes the gzeira loy plug, even though now that it's high up, you can't reach it, but about if it's low, you could reach it. It's also, the rabbanon asked it even when it's high up. Like Rabbi said, you're not allowed to read in front of an orhan ner. Why? Because Shem Meyate, maybe you pull the wick towards you. Even though the ner is very high up, you can't reach it, still it's also. So the chur here, it should be also, even though the ksav is written very high in the wall, you can't reach it, but still also, maybe you come to erase it. And the Gemara name, the Rabba Tanoihi. I tell you, that's why that Rabbi says, Rabbana make a lay plug. And that's what all over, it's not according to everybody. That's the Machlokes Tanoihi. And this price holds on like that. This price holds its mutter. The Tanya, we learned. Moina Odom es Orchov v'es Paparoisa mipiv. A person is allowed to read off by in his mouth. As he remembers it, but in his mind, he's allowed to like say it out. I invited this and this amount of guests, and I have this amount of portions for everybody. Avoloi min aksav. But you're not allowed to read it from Aksav. You have it written down a piece of paper. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to read that piece of paper of how many guests you have invited and how many portions you have prepared. Ravacha Mater. Ravacha was Mater, though, to read it. Miksav Shagav Yakoisel. He was Matthew to read it if it was written on the wall. If you have your list written on the wall, how many people you invited and how many portions you have prepared, on the wall you're allowed to read. What are we talking about that it's mutter? Eli mudakosiv mitisom. If it's written low on the wall that you could reach it, zuchur it's also shver. Lecha shemi yimchuk. Why aren't we afraid? Maybe you come to erase it. It's mashmit says michtov. A michtov shagab yakos. Mashmit's written on the wall. So if it's written low down on the wall, someplace that you could reach, zuchur there should be the gzera shemi yimchuk. Let's be afraid. You come to erase it. Elo lazdak gemara de kosav umidli. I tell you, it's talking about what's written on the wall, but high up on the wall. Abizayu Shmamina, the Rabba Tanoi Shmamina. So Raya, that this Tana does not like Rabba. This Tana knows that if it's written on the wall, high up, that there's no Gzera Hashem Yimchak, you can't reach it, we don't ask you. Let's say it's a light plug, once they ask us someplace, it's us to roll over. This Tana thinks it's on Rabba. This Tana holds no. They only ask it when it's Shaykh, you come to erase it. So where it's written on low on the wall, then taka it's aser. If it's written high on the wall, then it's mutter. There's no shemi yimchid. Rashi, the rabbi tanoihi, the ika de chayish leshleit tcholik, some are choshir, they made a light plug, the yisra shabbat rabbonu, the ika de malflik, some said no, there was a chilik. Lech Hashem yimchoik, the rabacha koysel davka nokat, vimati soy, mali koysel, mali geras, what's the difference? Tell him, he doesn't know the old, if it's high up, so that's nafkamina. If it's high up, since you can't reach it, he holds we're not afraid you come to erase it. Aye, let's make a light plug, since it's also when it's low, it should be also all over. That's the machloikus, that's the nafkamina. Lalocha both tamma brought down. You're not supposed to read this piece of paper if you have your list of who you invited, it's also to read it. Machlos both of these tamin. There's a gzera, maybe you come to erase on Shabbos, and there's also a gzera of shtori hadjoitis. The shal aloch, as you will see later about this in Shin Zayin, the shal is l'dvar mitzvah, it's mutter or not. Kor nafkamina, if a shamash and shul on Shabbos once has a list of all the announcements to make, so he writes down his announcements before Shabbos. The shal, if you let him read it or not. Poshe should be also to read it after these two gzeris. Maybe you'll see if the list is too long, he doesn't have time to read it off. He'll have to erase some of the announcements. Or maybe it's a gzerim mishum shtari hajaitis. So the Dvar Mitzvah, some people are making as a kulam. If you're doing the Dvar Mitzvah, then it's mutter. If you have announcements in the gate, the Dvar Mitzvah should be mutter. Who are the Neshama make also? If you have a Suda Shal Mitzvah, then it's mutter to read off the Ksav. If you invite the people to a Bar Mitzvah, to a Suda Shal Mitzvah, maybe then the Ksav also to be making. Right. So tomorrow, Vahani Tanoi Kani Tanoi. This Machlekes Tanoim is told in another Machlekes Tanoim. The Tanya. Ein Royin B'mara B'Shabbos. You're not allowed to look in the mirror on Shabbos. You can't use the mirror. So Drashi, Ein Royin B'mara, Lefi Sharoya B'mara, Ein Esarachel L'Sakin Cyrus. Roisha, usually why you look in the mirror for? To see how good your hair, if it's in shape or not. V'ziknoi, your beard. Hilka Chashina, we're afraid. Shema Yira Neiman Hamudzelis. Maybe you'll see in the mirror you have some hair sticking out. Sheinam Shabbos is not, it's not in straight with the other hairs. Im Shahar Sar. V'yogolcham, and we're afraid you come to cut it off. That's the Xeri, you shouldn't look in the mirror on Shabbos. Rabbi Meir Mater B'mara Kfuah B'Koysel. Rabbi Meir is Mater, no, if the mirror is Kfuah on the Koysel, then he's Mater. Is a Chura Maishino HaKfuah B'Koysel. What's the difference if it's Kfuah on the Koysel, why is it Mutter? Da'adahochi V'hochi Mitker. Because in between, you come to remember. Strashi Adahochi V'hochi Shielach Lovi Tar Oy Misprayim Mitker Shu Shabbos. As if it's Kfuah on the wall, that means you can't use it right now, you can't take it off the wall. Elamai, you'll have to walk home to find yourself a scissors. So while you're walking home, we're not afraid you come to, you remember today's Shabbos. Vashenke and Shena Kvua Nami for the Gemara. If it's not Kvua on the wall also, Monashuk, you have to go home and get a scissors. So why do I care if it's Kvua, if it's tied on the wall or not tied on the wall? In both cases, all you're doing now is looking at the mirror and you see something's wrong with your hair. So what do you have to do now? You have to go home and get a scissors. So what's the difference if it's Kvua or not Kvua? So the Gemara, here where it's a mirror made out of metal. At least the bottom part of the mirror had a metal piece to it. How come you're not allowed to use a mirror on Shabbos that has a metal piece in the bottom? The Teretz says because you use the mirror itself to cut off your hair. If the bottom part of the mirror is sharp, that you could use it to cut, so you look at the mirror, you'll see some hairs are sticking out, so it's exerian to come to use the mirror right now and cut off your hair. So it depends if the mirror, so kavu is lavdavkun. That means if it has a metal piece or sharp end that you could use it to cut off, it's also to use the mirror on Shabbos. And if it's not a metal piece, if it's not a sharp thing, then it's mutter to use the mirror on Shabbos. So the kids spoke of alochol amayis, it's mutter to use it as man is there. Because our mirror doesn't have any sharp parts to it, it's not a derech now to use the mirror to cut off your hair with. So male is no gzeri, you come to cut it off. Right. Tana Rabbon, yiksav ha-mahalech tachas ha-tzura. If you have under a tzura picture, you have a little lettering, you have a little children. Yiksav gamalach tachas ha-tzura. You have a ksav, some lettering, words, underneath the picture. V'tachas ha-tzuknes. Or else you have an image, you have an image of somebody, and you have underneath the image, also you have a ksav, a few words written on the bottom, who he is, about him a little bit. Is also the grace of the Shabbos. You're not allowed to read this ksav on Shabbos. Strashi ksav amalach tachas ha-tzura v'tachas ha-tzuknes. Kegoyim v'nei yodom ha-metzoyorim v'koysol, chayis mishunis. You have pictures on the wall of different type of animals. Or the Yukna Shabni Yodim, they have images of people. Shalmaisim, Kugoyim Muhammad, David the Goliath. Hey, it's a portion of a statue of David and Goliath. The Kaisun Tachteh, Zu Tsuras Chais Plenis. Underneath is written, this is Leo the Lion, has written underneath it. The Zu Diuknis Plenia Plenis. This is the picture of Yanim and Yanim. You have the underneath it written. Is also the Kreisav Shabbos. Why Shvaita, same Xeris. Shemi Yikora Bestoria Jaitis. If you come to read this Ksav, we're afraid you read other story Jaitis, which is also to read on Shabbos. So the Gemara, Diukne Atzmoi, Af Bechol Oslo Stako Bo. You should know what Diukne, that means the image of a person, you're not allowed to look, even in the middle of the week that you can't look there. Mishum Shinema, the Pasuk says, Atifnu El Holilim. Don't turn around towards the Getchkis. My Talmud, how do we see from this Pasuk? Om Rav Chona, now Tifnu El Midaitchem. Don't turn away to a Getchka that you made up yourself. So Drashi, El Midaitchem. El asher atem oisem midas levavchem mechalav shalachem. Has that that you make a getchka yourself, don't turn and don't even look at it. Alilem zokum chalolim. You shouldn't look at it. So Tois learns here what it means to say. Tois says, Nero, de b'shavi l'shem avodah chachovim. We're talking about now where the statue was made, l'shem avodah zara, Omar. Then it's also to look at it. Because you're not allowed to look at an avodah zara. So maybe you're not allowed to look at a statue of an avodah zara, even in the weekday. So Tois avulunoi. But if you have a statue that was just made for beautiful, it looks nice, then mutter. Then you are allowed to look at the statue. Kedemashma, smashma, mibinyan shol kedoshim. Lehevi mistakli, but surta de zuzo, mechlal de achruni hevi mistakli. The Gemara says certain people were called kedoshim. Why were they called kedoshim? Because they didn't look at any tzura at all. They didn't look even on the money. On a coin, you had a tzura, they didn't look at that tzura. So they were called kedoshim. Mashma, only them, they didn't look. But other people are allowed to look. So here the Gemara says you can't look at any statue. So if what Torah learns, it's only talking about a statue that was made the Shem Avodah Zorah. I look where it anyway, it's lost, Bano. So the Rosh is Mashma, it was made the Shem Avodah Zorah, but they didn't worship it yet. So it doesn't have Yisuri and Noah, maybe of an Avodah Zorah, but our Kopotam is also to look at it, because you're looking at something that's made for an Avodah Zorah. And that's the Pasuk Al Tifnu El Holilim. Don't turn to look to the Getchkis that you made up. That's also b'chol. But it was not made the shame of Avodah Zorah. Then you're allowed to look at the picture. But to read the Ksav, it's also to read it, because we're going to say, maybe you come to read Shtori Adjaitis. We'll see more halacha about this. We'll learn Shin Zayin soon. Vaitan. Mafis Odim Esponov. The Mishnah says you're allowed to make a guru. As if you have different portions, pieces of the chicken in the house, you want to give it out to all the kids. So you're allowed to make a girl. Each one picks a number here, and you get number one, you get portion number one. Number two, you get portion number two. It's more to do it in your own house. Mishnah says, Mafisodim in Bonav in Bnei Beisoy, Allah Shulchan. So the Gemara, in Bonav in Bnei Beisoy, it's mashmik, you only make a girl to give out the portions with your own family. V'yimachaloi, if you have other guests at your house, you can't make a girl to see who's going to get which portion. My timer, what's the yeast of making a girl? You have 10 portions of chicken, you have 10 guests. Let's make a girl. Numbers 1, 2, 3. Whoever picks out one gets portion number 1. Why not? So the Marker, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Yom Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. V'nei chaburom ha-makpidim zel zeh. If we have people of chabura, friends of people that do things together, that are makpid zel zeh. They're very makpid stingy to make sure that if we have to divide up a suda, we have to get the exact amount. If you get 10 ounces of soda, I have to get 10 ounces of soda, and you have to get 10 ounces of soda. The very makpid, everybody gets the same amount. We're not going to be moichel one upon the other. Shrashi makpidimin shein moichlim or mavatrim zelazir. They're not moichel mavatir anything. We're b'nei chabura, we're b'shut fasim, and we divide up the food, but very makpid, everybody gets the exact amount of whatever I get, you have to get exactly the other amount. And what does he say? What's halacha? Is people that are makpid like this, you should know, oivri mishamidah. Hey, so they do this on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, where they divide up, they're over the Yisra of Midah. Because they're going to have to measure it off exactly to know how much you get, how much I get. L'moshel, if I give somebody half a cup of soda, they don't stop give you half a cup. They take the measuring cup first, pour it into the measuring cup. You're getting 4.5 ounces, okay? He gets 4.5 ounces. That's also to do on Shabbos and Yom Tov. You're not allowed to measure off something on Shabbos and Yom Tov. You know, these people are over the Yisra of Midah, or Misha Mishkol, the same thing, they're going to weigh it out. If you're going to get a half a pound of meat, so you're going to make sure the other one also gets the half a pound. So you're going to put the meat on the scale. It's also to weigh things on Shabbos, on Yom Tov. Or Mishra Minyan. They're going to count it also. Now they're going to count something to give out on Shabbos, on Yom Tov. Vaitu Mishum Lovinu Purim. They're also Mishum Lovinu Purim for Yom Tov. Means you're not allowed to lend things, or you're not allowed to pay back things on Yom Tov. So when they lend, they pay back. For them, it's called Lovinu Purim. So Drashi, the Gozabu Rabbonin, Shemi Yichtav. there's a gzera, maybe you come to write down. So when these people are makbid right now, like when I give you, it's as if I'm giving you, and the next portion you give me is like you're paying me back. You're not allowed to pay back on Shabbos or on Yom Tov.